Hello, gorgeous people, and welcome back to another episode of What Is This Feeling? A podcast where I talk about everything gay, theatre, drag, spirituality, and sex. My name is Piotr, and I'm a Pisces, and welcome to Season 2 of What Is This Feeling? Episode 1 of Season 2. This week, we're going to talk about celebration, how to celebrate. What do you celebrate? Do you celebrate yourself? What other things can you celebrate? And how? Listen to it all in What Is This Feeling? Yeah. It is time for a celebration. We are 1 year old. I am 1 year old. And I picked a theme from our original angel card deck. Pulled it out. It said celebration. And I was like, okay, let's do this. Okay, here we go. So before we go in, celebration is the action of celebrating an important day or event slash social event. For me, when I pulled the celebration card, it felt not that we need to do an event or a day to celebrate a day. It was more like, how do I celebrate myself and how can I see joy, fun, gratefulness, thankfulness, all wrapped in one in me, in the people around me, in what I do, who I am, you know. But going back, birthdays. I love birthdays, just like everybody else when you're younger, because you get presents. And I remembered when I was 4 or 5 years old, I would give treats to the class. So when it's my birthday in the Netherlands, I don't know if they do it here in the UK, you would prepare, we call it tractatie, which is like just a bit of, yeah, candy, a little bag of candy or like a little fun treat that you can share with your classmates on your birthday. They will sing for you and you would walk around and like share with them the candy that you got. And I will hopefully find this picture when I'm holding, maybe I'm even younger than that. It was my birthday and they made like a crown of paper and things. And I am wearing this cardigan that was homemade by my mother and like trousers that was homemade by my mother that matched the cardigan. And I just remembered that kind of picture of me smiling. And that was the celebration that I did. I remembered, I bet nowadays people are like, oh, my child is vegan, they can't have this candy. And, oh, my child is gluten intolerant, so shit, they can't have this. It must be hard at this in the current present day. I also remembered that when my cousins got older, they stopped celebrating their birthday. And I was like, why would you stop celebrating it? Because they didn't want to organize it. And then when I grew older, I was like, I absolutely don't want to organize my birthday with having the family around and just, you know, it was so much more effort and it wasn't as fun as it is when you were a child, when you just celebrated your birthday. And what do you celebrate? As a child, you just, you know, you only know the presents instead of celebrating you as a person on the day you were born. And celebrating you. And I think that's a thing that we don't do a lot, is celebrating you, who you are. And I'm very thankful and grateful that we, us as queer people, we choose our family. No, we celebrate us. We celebrate who we are. And I'm very happy that we do that. Because, and I, to be really fair, I wish everybody could have a sense of that, because it's such a nice feeling to celebrate who you are. Now, when you're actually celebrating it, like I said, when you're younger, you don't really know what you're celebrating. So I don't know if everybody was in trance of The Traitors, but the finale was there. It was all right, you know. I didn't want the person who won to win, but did he actually win? You know, I was hoping for a big thing to happen, a big kind of meltdown, whatever. And even though this person won the money, I felt he didn't really won because he messed up, I think, all the relationships that happened in the show, which is not true because I only see the show. I only see what happens on the show. So they play a game, you know, and I think I took it a bit more seriously than it is because it's just a game on a TV show. But yeah, but it was quite satisfying at the end because that's what we want, right? We want to have it like, if it's a bit half reality, we want someone to dig their own grave. We want someone to build up such a big platform for them to then fall off of because you want to see that reaction. But yeah, for me to celebrate this podcast for being 1 year, I'm very happy, I'm very grateful, and very proud of myself. And thank you for listening.
My pulse is rushing. My head is reeling. My face is flushing. What is this show?
So with this, theatre is just a massive mix-up of highs and lows and emotional things and physical. It is a lot. So do you really celebrate things in theatre when you get a part? Absolutely. When you're doing a show, yes, you achieved something, so you celebrate something. But I remember being in drama school. There wasn't a lot of kind of celebration moments because you were always looking at the next thing to do. Okay, you've hit that note, up to the next one. You have controlled this technique, let's get it up and to the next one. So it was very like going forward. And of course, you know, on a Friday evening, we like celebrate the week because you were knackered, you did it. So you just went to Spoons because that was the only place we went to. You know, I lived in Guildford for a year when I did my master's, and we only went to Wetherspoons, and there was a Pop World next to it. And I only been there once, and I wish I went there more. I have no idea why we. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, and the big celebration events like the Tonys and the Olivier Awards, those are proper celebration events. I would love in my life to have that opportunity to go there, be nominated for something, and experience that. Just throwing it out there in the universe. But when I was in Shrek the Musical in the Netherlands, and we had the press night, which in the Netherlands we say première, it's just all about you. It's literally all about you. It's a party. It's a celebration. It's literally about you, and I think that's what makes it so special. And maybe that's why I maybe went into theatre because I loved acting and loved everything around it. But something is quite magical about receiving applause and having publicity things like that, and publicity performances that we did at Strictly Come Dancing, as another couple of TV shows that we did, and you were treated good, you know? It was almost like you have worked for something and you were treated nice by people because you were in a certain show. And that was great. I've had it before in other theatre jobs when I would climb up into a specific role which has nothing to do with acting, but people were nicer to me just because I had a different position in at work, which is weird and crazy, but it does happen. And we need to celebrate that. Oh yeah. So when I was in Shrek, we give toy toy toys, which are kind of good luck gifts on press night. And I remembered getting a little card from the choreographer. And throughout the whole rehearsal process and doing the previews and stuff, I wasn't sure if I was okay, because you doubt yourself. I doubt myself as an actor. You just, am I doing the right thing? Is it okay? Do they like it? Because sometimes you get a response, but sometimes you don't get a response at all. So on press night, I got a card from the choreographer and it said that I was doing a great job. And that was, I think that was very emotional because every card was just like, good luck. Oh no, you don't say good luck. There's a toy, 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 and like have a good time. And reading that I was doing a good job was almost kind of a cherry on top of what I felt I've worked for years and dreamt of being in a show, and then the choreographer saying I was doing a great job. Oh, that was amazing. That felt good.
Oh, mama, it's drag.
Thank God we are seeing more drag everywhere, because I feel it needs to be celebrated. Every form of drag. Every form of drag. Drag is art, and art should be celebrated. Drag should be celebrated. Now, if we look at Drag Race, I sometimes find it a shame that there aren't any older queens on it, because I feel it represents a lot of kind of our history and what everybody has been going through. So I really enjoyed in the last season of Canada's Drag Race that there was one or two older queens on there to, educate us, to share stories from how they started and how they grew up with drag and where it came from them. Because I have seen drag out in bars, but mostly seen it from Drag Race when I first found out about drag. So I do feel it's important to have those older queens represented and seen, because they are the people that have fought for us. And we know that they have fought for us, but because we know that drag queens are very loud, and we know that they would have said something about something. Other thing, I do feel when UK versus the World is coming out, I wanted to do a little bit of a review show in this segment, and I do feel it will be fun to do that with UK versus the World. And not that I'm late to the party to do it for season 16, but I feel the flow is there.
Welcome to the Zen Garden.
So when I first draw the card, Celebration, I got a bit mixed feelings, because one was I didn't really know what to do, and two was almost like a suppressed kind of I wanna do this, I wanna explore this, I wanna express it. And even with preparing for this episode, I was a bit like, not that I felt stuck, but sometimes I felt like how much more can I do? And then I realized that I don't think I've celebrated a lot of things in my life in a way of celebrating myself. You can go to a birthday party, which is in a celebration, or you celebrate your own birthday, but the whole kind of experience I have with birthdays was just going to a family meeting with family and just saying the same stories over and over again for people who seem to be interested, and it was more kind of a tradition of when you have something to do. And we had not that I have a really big family, but it did happen every month, because that's just how it happens, or maybe even twice a month. So proper. And the thing is, some of the thoughts that jumped in my head was like, why would I celebrate? Am I allowed to celebrate? And it is almost feels like I am a little bit afraid or ashamed to do that kind of celebration dance, like, yay, I've done this, I've got this, I am who I am, and I'm celebrating that. Kind of jumping up in the air to celebrate it in that way, instead of being, I'm grateful for this, and I'm quite reserved, and I'm grateful for who I am, which I am, but the whole kind of I am celebrating and just like screaming out and, being loud, open, dancing, whatever. That's kind of a bit where I thought, ooh, I feel I'm suppre I have suppressed it, and I'm not sure how to express it. So yeah, how do you celebrate yourself? Just throwing it out there, by the way, just to make you think a little bit as well, make you feel a little bit as well, because it has something to do with a release. If it is crying, happy crying. If you have something stressful and you finally celebrate something, like you've done that, it's like, hey, I've done that. And we can finally look back to you have achieved something. So I feel celebrating yourself is a mix of gratitude, joy, thankfulness, And I'm not sure if it's proper looking back to what you have done and what you have achieved to then be like, yes, I've done that. Now I can celebrate, because you should allow yourself to celebrate anything. I think that's a thing as well. Like, I feel I need to have something to look back to for me to be allowed to celebrate something, instead of just organizing something and just celebrate it out of nothing. I feel my mind is very like, oh, but what was the reason? What was the reason? And a little bit something more subtle. And because of therapy, hello, I became aware of how I also kind of interact with new people and new groups. And I think everybody has that kind of testing vibe when they meet a new group. They have the kind of a meeting new group person character. And for me, it's really like I am scanning around how people are viewing me, and then step by step, I am kind of opening myself up or allowing myself to be myself, with testing if people are okay with that and like making a joke or just be friendly. And then step by step, I'm like, oh, I can finally be myself. So, for example, I've had it before with colleagues that after 2, 3 weeks, they were like, oh, I didn't expect this from you, that you, I don't know, spoke up or like didn't speak, whatever. And I was like, yeah, I'm like this as well, but I just didn't show it like straight away. Well, that's also to do with other things, I feel. I feel a celebration is a very cool, joyous, exciting energy that has not a lot of negative stuff around it. It's more like, we're just gonna go for it. We're just gonna do it, and we're gonna celebrate it, and it's gonna be great, and that's it. I feel that's what celebration is. So I think I'm very happy that I pulled this card, because I feel that the celebration side of my life needs to be a bit more forced and a bit more played with and a bit more visible in my life, because I don't think I do it a lot. I do treat myself with little things. That's a bit of a celebration as well, I think. But proper being like jumping up and down and stuff, yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh
Yeah. How do you celebrate sex? Is it after, or like just when you are starting it? Or is it like when you do a certain thing? Or when you finally did something you wanted to do or received something that you wanted to happen? Just throwing it out there, you know, just to make you think. So a club night, to look in like more of a kind of a social environment, it doesn't need to be sexual straight away. Just a club night, is kind of a celebration of a kind. So does the celebration need to be with more people, or can you just celebrate by yourself? So it doesn't matter if it's like two people, or if it's like an orgy, or if it's like just you by yourself. Is masturbating already a celebration? Again, just throwing it out there, because I think I'm starting to realize that, what are you actually celebrating? You know, are you actually celebrating something, a thing that happened, or are you celebrating the moment and yourself? Again, I'm throwing it out there, everything. So what I do feel is, when you invest in yourself, for example, buying something nice for yourself, if that's clothing, if that's something more kinky for yourself, or maybe just feeling and wearing them. For example, if you bought some like sexy underwear that makes you feel confident and you wear it, is that already the celebration? Is that you're parading the celebration that you have? Because I also feel that sex has to do with sexualness and sexual energy and sexual tension, and you know, the proper copulation of just putting two bodies together or more bodies together. There needs to be something behind it. It needs to be something, you know, everybody can have sex with everybody, but you do it because there is something sexual, not just because you can have the two bodies together, if that makes sense. Now, I looked up a couple of celebrations that we do. So we celebrate birthdays. And I remember when I was younger, we had a magazine, a music pop magazine called Hitkrant. And in the earlier editions of it, they usually have a page with that's called Sex Zone. And it usually had two made-up stories of a person with a celebrity. So you would write something about Usher or Justin Timberlake or Britney Spears, yes, back in the day, and they just do kind of a fantasy story about it. But there were also two stories that were written and sent in by actual things that happened. Maybe it wasn't always real, but I believed it. And usually it was more like, oh, it was my birthday, and Tommy finally got the courage to kiss me, and we did la 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 la. And I think that's where I wrote it down. I realized that the kind of fantasy that I have about doing something on my birthday came from that. And I think that's where the root is of, I don't want to call it obsession because it's not an obsession. It's just a fun thought of doing or organizing something for my birthday to have something happen for my birthday. I think it's from that. I think it's from that. That's the conclusion of the story. Another thing we celebrate are anniversaries. Anniversaries. So you should celebrate something that you have achieved, and then do it again. You should make an annual thing. That you do it again on that single day. I think that will be cool. Other thing you celebrate is a promotion. I never got money for sex, so I'm not really sure how that works. Well, I do work hard, so I should get a promotion. I should talk to my boyfriend about that. Other celebrations are farewell parties. Farewell parties. Farewell. That's Dutch. Farewell party. I think the only thing, you never know if it's going to be the last time you're going to have sex with somebody. You never know. I met someone before and he was in an open relationship and he said him and his boyfriend had a couple of rules. And one of the rules was never more than once with the same person. And I said to him, that's not really fun, is it? That when you have sex with someone, you already know it's going to be the last time you're going to have sex with that person. So, yeah, farewell party sex. I think the last time I had sex with my ex, like a decade ago, when we broke up, and then like months later we did it again once, and not that I knew that it was going to be the last time, but it felt like a kind of a whole moment of maybe this was it, I think. Yeah, farewell party. Other celebrations, national slash international holidays. Now, I had an idea. So, if people are organizing, I don't want to say just all sex parties, but if you organize maybe a couple, if you're a couple, you can organize a nice themed, it's nothing to really to do with a national holiday. Well, a little bit. How fun would it be if you organize like a themed sex party? I think dressing up would be kind of hard because you would like undress, but maybe the theme, as in the vibe of the music that is playing, maybe the kind of drinks or food that you have there is a bit themed. I think it would be, maybe it's a bit of a role play as well. I'm starting to buzz with ideas, so maybe I should write some of these down. Well, I'm recording it, so I've got it already. I think it will be fun, and if there are people out there that would organize kind of a themed sex party, I think I would love to go. We all know Halloween, and I've talked about that before, that I did something on the Halloween once. But yeah, like maybe Pancake Day. That's kind of a. It just happened, so yeah, we need to wait for another year. But for example, the day after my birthday, it's St. Patrick's Day. So you never know if you can do something with that. Or maybe I should do something with that. I can organize something. Who knows? Well, again, just putting it out there. Just putting it out there. And on that note, I am gonna pull a card. I am using the Angel Guide Oracle deck from Kyle Gray. And this week is for you lovely people, lovely listeners. Thank you, angels, so much for being here. Thank you, angels, for guiding my listeners. What do they need to know this week? What do you want to tell them? Here we go. Let's go for it. Divine timing. Everything is falling into place. Yeah, I see feathers. It's almost like everything is slowly falling down, almost like in slow motion, like I said, because I said slowly. Everything is falling slowly into place. And you can trust that process. The card is very busy with lots of colors. So even though you think lots of things are happening, there is a sort of calmness that is slowly like a curtain, like a nice piece of fabric, like a nice light mesh piece of fabric that is just falling down. And just like puzzle pieces, things will fall into place for you this week. Yeah, amazing. Lovely listeners, thank you so much. This is season two. I'm on season two of my podcast. Who would ever known that? I'm going to celebrate. I should celebrate. Have a celebration. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, please message me on What Is This Feeling Podcast on Instagram. Send me a message. Send me a voice note. Do whatever you like and I can play it on here. But for now, listen to your feelings. Your feelings are valid. You are valid. Have an amazing week. Doei!